Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh my soul. I worship your holy name.
We'd like to welcome you. Good morning. We're so happy to have you all here. We hope you're well caffeinated so you can really receive the message. Good morning online. Welcome to Living Well in downtown Dixon, Illinois. We're happy to have you here. God bless you for coming out and for being online with us, joining us today. We're so happy to see you. We have a little announcement. July 7th, we're going to have a youth night. We're going to meet here at 5:30 p.m. for free pizza. And then after that, we're going to go over to Beans, Books, and Beliefs in Dan's canoe van. And we're going to play games and listen to worship music over there. You got to bring a few dollars. But that'll be in announcements next week, so don't worry if you're just catching it now. Also, after I say, do you want to come up and talk about alabaster boxes? Welcome, Ella.
Yay.
Oh, I'm five. Here.
There, okay.
I think you'll recognize this box. It's an alabaster box, okay? It has an opening here for money. We collect these boxes twice a year. We give them out and collect them. And the money goes to buy property and construction materials for hospitals and mission projects. And they have work and witness teams that go out and build these things. So we just, when this service is done, if you would come up, one to a family, or if you think you need your own special box, come and help yourself to a box, okay? And then we'll collect them later on in the fall. Thank you.
Thank you, Ella. It's a very good project, and it's such a nice way to just have that. Like, I set mine in my kitchen, and when I come home from purchasing something, the extra change, I just throw her in there. Might end up with $3, but hey. So we're going to begin to worship. I'm going to read you a verse from Psalm 68, 4 and 5. Sing to God, sing praise to his name, extol him who rides on the clouds. His name is the Lord, and rejoice before him. A father to the fatherless, a defender of widows, is God in his holy dwelling. Won't you stand and worship if you are able with us?
Cannot afford.
like hinges straining from the weight. My heart no longer can keep from singing. All that is within me cries for you.
God glory. Well, happy Father's Day to all the fathers. We're going to sing a good, good father song to our Heavenly Father.
Searching for answers far and wide.
Sons are a heritage from the Lord, children a reward from Him. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior are sons born in one's youth. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. They will not be put to shame when they contend with their enemies in the gate.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and praise. And the things of earth will grow strangely in the light of His glory and grace.
Yes. You could take a moment to step before the Lord and His throne. Go ahead. If we could bow our heads, please. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, mighty God, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Lord, we come before You right now, collected together as part of Your church, dear Jesus. We're so thankful for You being so gracious to us, helping us during this week. Each one of us has things that happened this week that can be very tough, very rough. We thank You for all Your mercy and graciousness. And it's a good thing You're gracious with us, Lord, because as we fight through things, we try to do things on our own, and we can be slow learners to realize sometimes, Lord, that we just have to rest mightily upon You. We could try shortcuts, we could try things, and usually they don't end well, Lord. Sometimes they can even be a dead end. So, Lord, we thank You for once again being so gracious, helping us get here to Sunday. It's Sunday, Lord, we're together. We can feel good, lift each other up, meet each other with a smile, even though we've had the roughest of weeks. We thank You for everything. Teaching us humility, Lord, how to be humble. Teaching us to be wise, use Your wisdom, Your patience, Your hope. We thank You for Your mission, Lord, Your job. Helping, teaching us to be obedient, and then giving us peace when things don't go right, Lord. Your peace, Jesus, Your personal peace. We thank You for all of this. You are so gracious. Please, Lord, as we learn today, as we sit here, help us to learn to further be light and salt out in the world. Not just to our family and friends, but the entire world, Lord. Help us to learn to be light and salt. Helping hurts. Wiping eyes that have tears. There's so much pain, Lord. Dressing wounds. We have the wounded, the spiritually, the physically. Helping us to dress wounds, Lord. Strengthening those with heavy burdens, giving them strength. Helping the resolve, increasing the resolve of those who are under attack by the enemy, Lord. We thank You for helping us with this. Amen, brother. Calming those who are engulfed. They're just swarmed by anxiety and fear through the week. Thank You for helping us to calm them. Help us to stand tall, Lord, in the sinful world, in the sinful storm, but be able to help other people who have fallen. Please help us in this act, Lord. We are Your church. Thank You for Your strength. We are ordinary people, yet You call us to do extraordinary things. But You make us extraordinary servants. You do that, Lord. We don't do that in and of ourselves. So once again, Lord, thank You for this time. Please bless our time as we worship together, as we listen to John as he speaks Your unerring, inspired word. Speaks from Your word, Lord. Thank You for helping us. Bless our hearts and our minds to be fertile, ready to take what You would plant in us, and then to take it out those doors. We all strive to do the right thing. Sometimes we just get a little caught up in what's going on and in ourselves. So we thank You, Lord. Please bless the offering as it is passed around. Once again, it represents time and work and hard work sometimes, but we lovingly give what we have to You, what You've given us already, we give back. So as that offering comes around, we thank You for being able to contribute to it. Please bless it. Help it to be used wisely. As the stewards are asked to do so, please help us to use it in a good godly fashion. Once again, Lord, thank You for being Yourself, so gracious and true. Steadfast, unalterable, unyielding. You're so gracious. It is in the precious name, the mighty name of Jesus, I say and we ask these things. In Jesus' name, amen.
most amazing man alive. Police often question him just because they find him interesting. He once counted to infinity, twice. His picture is worth a billion words. He is both left-handed and right-handed. It only takes him 20 minutes to watch 60 minutes. He can't judge a book by its cover. He uses Tabasco sauce instead of Baisin. He can speak Braille. He once beat up the man who invented boxing. He once overthrew a third world dictator by making a single phone call. His barbecue ribs are so good, he was given a Nobel Peace Prize. People come from miles around just to watch his beard grow. He was turned down for the lead in Cool Hand Luke because he was too cool. He never asked for directions because he is never lost. He had to walk to school, uphill both ways in the snow, barefoot. There is no loofah in his shower. He uses an SOS pad. He has had a full-time job since he was 2. He is not afraid of the dark. The dark is afraid of him. His favorite food is steak. Sometimes he even cooks it. He won the Pulitzer for a grocery list he scribbled out on a napkin. He once was named Man of the Year on January 11th. He does not lift weights. He cannot find any that are heavy enough. He knows what to do with a Klondike bar. He is the most amazing man alive. He is your father. Happy Father's Day, my friends.